Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me right now, and we're going to talk about what you do, small business owners, and why it's important, why what you do is important, why what you do is a model for the rest, really, in my opinion, for the rest of the country, the rest of the marketplace, the rest of the world, and that's what some people call being a conscious entrepreneur, and if you take it back to kind of the origins of the idea of capitalism, which many people think began with the book. By Adam Smith, The Wealth of Nations. If you've never read that book, it's one of those books that you if you really care about the history, the origins of things, and you can't do without. But it's really hard to read in a lot of ways. And so I've spent some time in it, and what I learned to do was to find the things that I wanted to get out of it and leave the things that were that I didn't. But one of the things that's classic and one of his greatest principles, Adam Smith, one of his greatest principles was the concept of the invisible hand. Now, the invisible hand essentially is this, and that's that a person in business operating for their own account, alone, only interested in their own purposes, only trying to do their own thing. That person does good for society, not intending to do good for society. Just in the operation of your business, just literally in opening up your doors every day. And waiting on customers, buying and selling, employing people, making payroll, et cetera, et cetera. Just literally in doing that, you are helping society without intending to. And he called that the invisible hand. You see why he would call it that? You didn't wake up and say, I'm going to help the world. I'm going to save the world. I'm going to go to work today. I'm going to buy stuff and sell stuff and employ people because I'm a wonderful human being and I care about people. And Adam Smith said that's not really necessary. In those days, he felt not that there was anything wrong with that, but he said just basically do your work. Capitalism, that's what capitalism does, warts and all. What capitalism does is it helps people, it raises people out of poverty, it contributes to a better existence for everyone, it creates so many benefits, warts and all, as rude as it may be in some aspects, but this mere existence without any altruistic intentions, without just this mere existence, just your company's mere existence benefits society. That's what Adam Smith said, the invisible hand theory. Look it up. So that's pretty much been the principle behind capitalism ever since. He wrote that book in 1776. He's a Scotsman and a Scot, and he wrote that book and published it in 1776. The year that we declared our independence in the United States. And he was very fond of America. He was very complimentary. He was very excited about the promise of America, and before capitalism really, the way we know it, even took root, he was kind of foretelling the future of capitalism. Well, over the years, you know what capitalism has done for the United States. You know what capitalism has done for the world, through the United States, through the advantages, through the benevolence of the United States, through our larder, through our the surplus that we that capitalism has created in America, the abundance, through the abundance of what America has created over the last 200 plus years, the world has benefited from that abundance. And that abundance would not have happened without at least the fundamentals of the invisible hand. Doing things for your own account, not intending to help society, but in the process actually helping society. And that's sort of I think the French call that laissez-faire. You're just kind of hands-off. You're not trying to do anything. But we also know that once the invisible hand sort of created that abundance, we also know what America does with that abundance. We help other people. We help other countries. The national benevolence of to other countries, to other worlds, to the storm that's going through the Bahamas today, America will go in and help those people the way we've helped others. You see the point here. Well, I think that entrepreneurship and maybe not so much entrepreneurship, but I think business, not capitalism, but business at the higher end, especially in the publicly traded end, especially Wall Street, you've heard me single them out before, has lost track of some of that. And a great economist, a great 20th century economist, Nobel laureate Milton Friedman, once said that there's one and only one social responsibility of business: to use its resources and engage in activity designed to increase profits so long as it stays within the rules of the game, which is to say, focus on your investors, your stakeholders. He said the stakeholders meant everything. Well, and after we come back after his messages, I'm going to talk a little bit about why that might not be true, as single-focused in the 21st century. Quick break, right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.